11. Military Preparedness. Graduates of the federal military schools may be commissioned as Guardians of Civilization in 7 ranks, in accordance with ability and experience, by the President of the National Council on Defense. This council consists of 25 members, nominated by the highest parental, educational, and industrial tribunals, confirmed by the Federal Supreme Court, and presided over ex officio by the Chief of Staff of Coordinated Military Affairs. Such members serve until they are 70 years of age. The courses pursued by such commissioned officers are 4 years in length and are invariably correlated with the mastery of some trade or profession. Military training is never given without this associated industrial, scientific, or professional schooling. When military training is finished, the individual has, during his 4 years' course, received 1/2 of the education imparted in any of the special schools where the courses are likewise 4 years in length. In this way, the creation of a professional military class is avoided by providing this opportunity for a large number of men to support themselves while securing the 1/2 of a technical or professional training. Military service during peacetime is purely voluntary, and the enlistments in all branches of the service are for 4 years, during which every man pursues some special line of study in addition to the mastery of military tactics. Training in music is one of the chief pursuits of the central military schools and of the 25 training camps distributed about the periphery of the continent. During periods of industrial slackness, many thousands of unemployed are automatically utilized in upbuilding the military defenses of the continent, on land and sea and in the air. Although these people maintain a powerful war establishment as a defense against invasion by the surrounding hostile peoples, it may be recorded to their credit that they have not in over 100 years employed these military resources in an offensive war. They have become civilized to that point where they can vigorously defend civilization without yielding to the temptation to utilize their war powers in aggression. There have been no civil wars since the establishment of the United Continental State, but during the last 2 centuries, these people have been called upon to wage 9 fierce defensive conflicts, 3 of which were against mighty confederations of world powers. Although this nation maintains adequate defense against attack by hostile neighbors, it pays far more attention to the training of statesmen, scientists, and philosophers. When at peace with the world, all mobile defense mechanisms are quite fully employed in trade, commerce, and recreation. When war is declared, the entire nation is mobilized. Throughout the period of hostilities, military pay obtains in all industries, and the chiefs of all military departments become members of the chief executive's cabinet.